If you eat Lucky Charms, Cheetos, or drink Gatorade or any of these 36 foods that RFK Jr. just banned, you're going to want to pay close attention. RFK is banning these 36 popular foods, and there are even more on the chopping block. I'll be sharing with you the 36 foods and the foods that are about to get banned. This is a full-scale overhaul on our entire food system. As Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr. launched a campaign called Make America Healthy Again. And one of the first targets are synthetic foods and food dyes. These are already banned in Europe. He's asking the tough question, why are these toxic chemicals still in our food supply when other countries have removed them years ago? Let's take a look at what already has been banned and what's being phased out by the end of 2026. Here are the nine additives that are either officially banned or being phased out under Kennedy's leadership. Number one, we have red dye number 3. Then we have citrus red number 2, orange B, red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, blue 1, blue 2, and green 3. Now that list probably doesn't mean much to you, but I'll show you the 36 foods you'll find those ingredients in. These synthetic dyes have been linked to everything from hyperactivity in children to potential carcinogenic effects, which is cancer-causing effects. And they're hiding in foods you see every single day. So which everyday foods that you're probably consuming contain these banned dyes? Here's a list of the most common offenders. Let's start with red 3 and red 40. You're gonna find this in Skittles, Lucky Charms, Pop-Tarts, which are the strawberry and the cherry variety, fruit roll-ups, red Gatorade, Jell-O, and maraschino cherries. Then we have yellow 5 and yellow 6, which you'll find in the following foods: Cheetos, Doritos, Kraft mac and cheese, Mountain Dew, Fruit Loops, Twinkies, and instant ramen seasoning. Then we have blue 1 and blue 2, which you'll find in the following foods: Gatorade Frost, blue M&Ms, Kool-Aid, Ice Pops, and Ring Pops. Then we have green 3, which you'll find in mint gum, lime Jell-O, green popsicles, frosted cookies, and cupcakes. Then we have citrus red number 2, which you'll find in Florida oranges, the dyed peel. Then we have orange B, which you'll find in hot dog casings. Now, these aren't just obscure products. These are found in kids' lunchboxes, gas station shelves, and school cafeterias. That's why RFK is saying enough is enough. Now let's talk about what's going to be banned next. These ingredients are currently under review or marked for future bans. We have titanium dioxide, which you're gonna find in skim milk, chewing gum, especially from Trident, frosted donuts, coffee creamers, and store-bought salad dressings. Then we have brominated vegetable oil, BVO, on the chopping block, found in Mountain Dew, Fanta Citrus, older Gatorade formulas, and citrus fresca. Then we have potassium bromate, found in store-bought breads and buns, frozen pizza dough, and commercial bagels. Next, we have propylene paraben, found in packaged tortillas, low-fat snack cakes, cake frostings, and shelf-stable desserts. Then we have glyphosate, which is also called Roundup, found on wheat products, oats, soy, and corn. Even a lot of coffee contains Roundup. RFK wants it banned due to cancer risk. Next, we have high fructose corn syrup. Now, before I list those foods, I talk a lot about high fructose corn syrup in chapter 4 of my brand new book, Metabolic Freedom, where I discuss processed foods. High fructose corn syrup is mitochondrial poison. Your mitochondria are these energy packs, energy batteries within your cells that help you produce energy, which helps you have energy, and they help you burn fat. As a matter of fact, so many diseases are linked to poor mitochondrial health. I could list them all for you. I'll list a few right now. ADD, ADHD, cancer, heart disease, diabetes. We also have autoimmune conditions, thyroid conditions. It's linked to poor mitochondrial health. When you consume high fructose corn syrup, it poisons your mitochondria, and it leads to fatty liver disease. There's an epidemic of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, not only in adults, but unfortunately also in children. 90% of high fructose corn syrup is processed by your liver. And when you overload it with high fructose corn syrup, this very important fat-burning detoxification organ, the liver, can't burn fat, can't detoxify, leaving you feeling inflamed, causing weight gain and weight loss resistance, and a buildup of toxins. So here's where you're going to find high fructose corn syrup. Soda, barbecue sauce, ketchup, candy bars, and snack cakes. Then we have my favorite category to talk about, and I hope this definitely gets banned, and that's going to be seed oils, also called vegetable oils. In chapter 4 of Metabolic Freedom, I talk about seed oils and how they are also mitochondrial poison. They create something called oxidative stress. I want you to think about this. If you bit into an apple and you left your apple on your kitchen counter for hours, you came back and looked at that apple, what are you going to see? The part where you bit is going to turn brown. You probably see this when avocados go bad, bananas go bad. This is oxidative stress. When you consume vegetable oils, seed oils, this is happening. This browning effect is happening to all 70 trillion of your cells. There's a study I published in Metabolic Freedom from Dr. Martin Grudfeld that analyzed French fries that were fried in seed oils. And it showed essentially that one French fry consumed that was cooked in seed oils is equivalent to one tobacco cigarette smoked when they looked at the aldehydes that are produced. Aldehydes are cancer causing. And it's not only that, there's a process called lipid membrane reorganization, meaning when you consume seed oils, within hours, those seed oils embed into your cells. It happens in hours. And these bad fats, stay in your cells for years. The half-life of these seed oils are 680 days, meaning when you stopped eating them, 2 years later, half of them will remain in your body, creating chronic inflammation. I'll give you a list of these 8 seed oils, and then I'll give you a list of the foods commonly found with these seed oils. So here's the list. Write these down. Hopefully they'll be banned, but right now you got to identify them and not consume them. We have canola oil, corn oil, and cottonseed oil. Then we have sunflower oil, soybean oil, and safflower oil. Then we have rice bran oil and grape seed oil. Dr. Kate Shanahan, author of Deep Nutrition and Dark Calories, calls these the hateful 8. You're going to find them in packaged foods. They're actually in 80% of our food supply. This is nuts, but the American Heart Association puts their stamp of approval on these seed oils. You're going to find them in chips, crackers, salad dressings, and of course, anything fried in restaurants will contain them. So hopefully they get banned. But in the meantime, what I do when I go to restaurants is I tell the server I'm allergic to seed oils. I actually use my seed oil allergy card, where it says, "Dear Chef, I have food allergies to the following oils." And it lists those oils I just stated, the grapeseed, the canola, the soybean. Can you use the following alternatives that are safe? That's going to be avocado oil, olive oil, butter, ghee, coconut oil. Even lard and duck fat are safer options. And you can get this seed oil allergy card for free by going to seedoilcard.com or clicking the link in the notes down below. Then we have ultra processed foods called UPFs. Kennedy says these ultra processed foods are a form of genocide, especially in Native American communities. He wants to ban them from government programs and school lunches. Now, I know, as soon as I brought up RFK and MAHA, many of you watching and listening have been turned off. You probably are not even watching or listening anymore because everything is political and polarized these days. It is unfortunate, and there's a lot of pushback, but this matters. We live in a country, the United States, which is the wealthiest country in the entire world, yet we rank 37 in the world in terms of health. There are third world countries that are doing better than us. In the US alone, and I talk about this in Metabolic Freedom, we spend $4.6 trillion every year on healthcare. That would be the fourth largest GDP in the world if it was a GDP. Yet we are sicker than ever before, and pharmaceutical companies are richer than ever before. And what's interesting about that $4.6 trillion that we spend every year, one out of every $4 is spent on diabetes, primarily type 2 diabetes, which is a metabolic disease that is 100% preventable and 100% reversible. Something's got to change. And if that means it's RFK and MAHA, I am with it. You should be with it too. You see, our body and our cells don't see red, don't see blue. They see health. They seek health. They want health. And if this is the change that's going to make it happen, I'm all for it. I know it's controversial and you might be put off right now, but it's needed. And these bans might raise food prices. That's something to consider. Some say the data is inconclusive on these additives, and some say it may open the door for overregulation. All of that may be true, possibly, but we know we live in a sick nation. I used to say The system is broken. The healthcare system is broken. I no longer say that. It's designed exactly and it's functioning exactly the way that it was designed. It's a cash cow. It's a subscription model. It is a brilliant subscription model. Think about this. You go to your convenience store, your grocery store, your gas station. The food in the inner aisles at the front of the store contain all of these ingredients, all of these foods I mentioned in today's lesson. It's cheap, it's available, it's convenient. And we eat it as Americans. Then we get symptoms. We get inflamed. That leads to symptoms. And the average person goes to their doctor, makes an appointment because they have symptoms. Maybe it's brain fog. Maybe it's high blood pressure. Maybe it's high blood sugar levels. Or maybe they just keep gaining weight. And the standard doctor will not ask the question, what are you eating? Are you eating these inflammatory foods? Let's talk about your lifestyle. No, that doctor is not asking that or thinking that. The doctor is going to think, what can I prescribe for you? And they'll prescribe that medication for the acid reflux. Maybe it's an antacid, maybe something for constipation or diarrhea, maybe something for your high blood pressure. And they'll tell you to go back to that convenience store. But now, instead of coming to the front of the store, go to the back, to the pharmacy, and pick up your medication. You see how this works. The person is hooked. It's a subscription model. Look, I know this. Europe, Italy, for example. I talk about Italy and metabolic freedom. The average lifespan in Italy is longer than us in the US. They also have less obesity, less disease, and less diabetes. Do they work out more in Italy? Are there more gyms in Italy? Nope. There's a fraction of the gyms in Italy that we have in the US. Do they walk more? Yeah, they probably walk more. Do they have more community? Yeah, they probably have more community. But you know what Italy did that we have not done yet until right now? Italy in 2016 has banned a lot of these chemicals I outlined in today's lesson. Now it's time for the US to ban them as well. When you go to the supermarket and you buy a whole food, there are no ingredients. The potato, the avocado, the banana, the beef, there are no ingredients. But when you buy a potato chip, there are 20, 30 ingredients. A lot of the ingredients I mentioned here. So in the meantime, until these bans come through, eat single ingredient food. If you cannot pronounce an ingredient, if you see a long list of ingredients, these are frankenfoods. And human beings are the only species smart enough to actually create their own food and dumb enough to actually eat that food. These are food-like substances. These are frankenfoods. This is the biggest, boldest food policy shift that we've seen in my lifetime, and I think it's just the beginning. Whether you agree with RFK Jr. or not, there's no denying this. What we eat affects how we feel, how we age, and how long we live. So before I get to your questions, I want to know where your thoughts are for those watching on YouTube. Where do you stand here? Are you for this movement? Do you hate it? Do you hate Trump? Do you hate RFK? Share your thoughts. And before I get to the questions, I want to share that my book, Metabolic Freedom, just came out. If you want to learn more about metabolic health, fat loss, how to shop, the healthiest foods for your metabolism, and the worst foods, go get the book. The book is available on hardcover, Kindle, Audible, and Spotify. I narrated those audios myself. You could buy it online by going to metabolicfreedombook.com or scanning the QR code and getting a free course on metabolism, or you could find it at your local bookstore. Now let's get to the questions. Is my favorite brand going to be pulled off the shelves? Gatorade, Doritos, Lucky Charms, or will they change the ingredients? They're probably just going to change the ingredients. But look, I'll give you some healthier options. Instead of the Gatorade, the diet soda, swap over to like Zevia or sparkling flavored water. Spindrift could be a good option. Zevia drinks could be a good option. There's some things you can do now. And I will also say this, even though I think these changes are happening and they're good, we still cannot count on the government to take care of us. My mentor, Bob Proctor, used to always say, if everybody swept their own front porch, the entire town would be clean. Do you know what that means? That means if we take care of ourselves and do our part and take responsibility and shop with your fork and your dollars, we will change the nation. Don't wait for RFK. Don't wait for the government. Yeah, I think these changes are happening. They're amazing. I'm for them, but make your changes right now. Take ownership and sweep that front porch. Let's keep the entire town clean. How soon will these bans actually take effect? RFK is saying by the end of 2025, we'll see some of these bans take place also by the end of 2026. So it's not going to happen overnight. That's why we need to start making the changes now, but we'll start to see them phasing out in the next 1 to 2 to 3, 4 years. What does the science actually say about these additives? Look, the science is clear. And there's a lot of confusion on seed oils and artificial ingredients and sucralose and aspartame because a lot of these studies are funded by Big Pharma. Big Pharma is in bed with Big Food. That's why the American Heart Association says seed oils are fine. There's a lot of corruption, but you could find some studies. I have 275 citations in my book, Metabolic Freedom, that back up the claims that everything I mentioned today, these toxic foods are dangerous for your body and for your metabolism and for your mitochondria. How will this affect school lunches and government food programs? Well, I hope it does affect it, especially school systems, because when I was a kid, I ate a whole bunch of toxic food. There's actually a company I want to give it a shout out to. This is a nonprofit organization called Soul West Foundation. I highly recommend you check them out, maybe donate to them. But their foundation is a nonprofit corporation committed to drastically improving the quality of food served to our children and young adults. Their website is sol-west.org, and I'll drop their information down below. Support them. They're doing some great things. Are these additives only harmful in large amounts or even in small doses? They're harmful even in small doses because they bioaccumulate. It adds up over time and it increases your stress bucket, triggers inflammation, oxidative stress, and eventually disease. And it starts off with subtle symptoms. And we have been brainwashed that those symptoms are the problem, but it's actually your body's way of communicating to you. So even in small amounts, this is a problem. Are organic foods safe from these banned ingredients? Unfortunately, buying organic doesn't guarantee it. There's so many loopholes out there. But here's a valuable tip that I could share with you. There's something called the Clean 15 versus the Dirty Dozen. The Clean 15 are foods that the Environmental Working Group has shown to have the lowest levels of pesticide residue and toxins. So even if they're not organic, they're usually safer. Here are the 15 ones that I'll mention, and then I'll give you the Dirty Dozen. We have avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, onions, papayas, frozen sweet peas, asparagus, mushrooms, sweet potatoes, mangoes, watermelon, cantaloupe, kiwi, honeydew melon, and carrots. The Dirty Dozen are the foods you want to make sure if you consume them, they're organic and non-GMO. They have been shown to have the highest level of contaminants. These are going to be strawberries, spinach, although I don't recommend spinach at all, grapes, apples, cherries, kale, collard, and mustard greens. Don't really recommend those either. Peaches, pears, nectarines, blueberries, bell and hot peppers, and green beans. There you have it. That's the list. That's what's happening in the world. And I hope this is a valuable lesson for you. Please share it with somebody you know. If you're listening on the podcast, leave it a rating and review. Go get my brand new book, Metabolic Freedom, with the free course over at metabolicfreedombook.com. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And if you loved today's conversation, I have a food I want you to eat every day that's low in contaminants, helps you burn fat, and you will be amazed what happens when you eat this food every day for just 7 days. And it is the avocado. I recently published a video showing you what happens in your body when you have one avocado every day for 7 days. Prepare to be blown away. Check out this clip and I'll see you in that video. From fat loss, blood sugar stabilization, lowering inflammation, hormone balance, and so much more. Day one, I will call nutrient activation mode. From your first bite of the avocado, you're going to be flooding your body with the following. Monounsaturated fats, mainly a really important anti-inflammatory